and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Texas wildfires. I'm Daria Aldinger. A massive wildfire is burning its way toward a city in the Texas Panhandle with no way for residents to get out. ABC's Maria Villarreal in Fort Worth.
We can't hold it.
Get out of there.
The entire city of Canadian, northeast of Amarillo, surrounded by flames. Authorities tonight saying there are no exits out, asking everyone to shelter in place.
Governor Greg Abbott has declared 60 counties disaster areas, all of them in the path of four fires. Misty West and her family turned on the outdoor sprinklers and hoped for the best as they fled their home in Pampa.
We had a couple of goats that we had to leave there, and my husband let them out, and he let them out of their pen because they're pretty smart, and we just hope they're okay. We just didn't have anywhere to put them, and so we just took the dogs.
This is ABC News. A Texas doctor who gained notoriety will be headed to Washington soon.
As an OBGYN, Dr. Austin Denard has been guiding her patients through Texas law, which allows for an abortion only under tight restrictions. When her own fetus was diagnosed with a fatal abnormality, she could not terminate the pregnancy because
my life wasn't immediately in danger.
She traveled to the East Coast for the procedure, later became pregnant again, and gave birth to a healthy boy.
And I can't imagine my life without him.
The Biden administration hopes to use her case to influence opinions about abortion. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The United Auto Workers say a majority of employees at a Mercedes plant near Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have signed cards in support of joining the union. The company says it believes in open and direct communication with employees. Winter storm watches are in effect for California, Oregon, and Washington, where up to 12 feet of snow is expected in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by black actors. The first black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadigiwi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition. Learn more at miwsac.org.
Before we get to our special guest here, I just want to throw out a quick rest in peace for John Boblink, who is ahead of Indian Ed here in the Twin Cities, St. Paul, Minnesota. He passed today, and truly a big loss for the community. And I just wanted to start it out and acknowledge John. And I worked with John for many years when I was teaching high school. And he was there for the kids and there for the right reason. And he'll be truly missed. And I just wanted to say that. Hey, we have our guest, and it's always a special guest, Ruth Buffalo here. And Ruth is former North Dakota State Representative and now the new CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in Minneapolis. Just had to get the applause out there, Ruth. Welcome. And I know you're busy doing all your new stuff here, but thanks so much for stopping in for a short bit and checking in. And we're really happy to hear that here on Native Roots Radio and Minnesota.
Yes. Thank you, Madzigadads. It's an honor to be on the show, and also very humbled and honored to be the new CEO for the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. It's a huge responsibility that definitely I'm not taking lightly. So looking forward to it, but it's a huge responsibility for sure.
Now, I know you lived in Minnesota at one time when you were younger, but you never caught on to the Minnesota accent. will that be a thing you and your family will be accidentally getting when you come and live here again?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe by osmosis, I suppose. If I hang out with you, Robert, I probably will rub off.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Good one. Yeah. So what do you know about the Minnesota Women's Resource Center? I know, and especially they've picked up a lot of slack over the years since the Minnesota Indian Center, or the Minneapolis Indian Center, has been in construction. So we've been hearing a lot about them, and they have all these programs, and excited to hear what your take is. It's a big mountain that you're going to be working on.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. We'll be hitting the ground running and looking to partner and collaborate with everybody and continue supporting the good work that has been happening at Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center for decades. You know, I have a lot of respect for the founders of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center and everybody who has played a part in the organization's success over the year, and really love that it has, you know, pushing for equity and justice in the mission while serving women and children and the families. So really looking to help continue building upon the good work that's been done in the community there.
And it might be too early to bring this up, but I always like to have some action for our listeners. What can our listeners do to support you and support the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center? What do you think?
I think for sure what listeners can do right now, I believe, I'll have to double check. I know there's been some transition there, but I think even just donating, if you can, you know, helping support the existing programs, that's going to be a top priority of mine, is to make sure that we continue and find sustainable funding for long term and really continue to build upon the good work that's happening at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, but definitely long-term sustainable funding is a top priority. So I think if people can, you know, donate if they can, or, you know, just continue to support the organization and the good work that's happening there, that'll be good.
Yeah, definitely. And we're excited here on Native Roots Radio. I hope you're half as excited as Haley and I are, and our listeners, to have you come to the Twin Cities and work your magic.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And so excited for this new path. And we always believe, you know, things are meant to be, or creator driven work, you know, heart work is creator driven work. And so looking forward to it. I know that I'm going to have to hit the ground running, of course, and, you know, just continue to be there to support the staff and work with the board and, you know, work with the community, you know, first and foremost, listening to the community's needs and going from there. So looking forward to it, though. I know it's going to be a big, huge task, a big responsibility, but definitely looking forward to it.
You can have little coffee get-togethers and call them Truth with Ruth, like your old podcast.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Ruth, did I see something where people can come and welcome you to the area and to the community? Is there an event where people can come and meet you?
Yes, I believe there is a community meet and greet that is scheduled, I believe, for Thursday, March 7th, I believe. But let me double check.
Well, it's going to be amazing just to see you in and around our community at our events here in the Twin Cities. I know we were able to see you and hear your speech at the MMIR March this year. And it was really great. So just looking forward to seeing you more.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that was a fun event. I'm, you know, it's always good to come back to Minneapolis. And I brought my daughter with me this past year to the February 14th doings. And she said a few words. And, you know, she's a young woman and growing into her own self and has her life goals. And so we're, you know, really want to support her, and she's doing some amazing things in Fargo with her leadership and as a young leader. As I mentioned before, you know, she's pretty active in our Dem NPL. But the community gathering is meet and greet March 7th, Thursday at 5:30 p.m. At the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center.
Oh, cool. We'll have to talk to the CEO and see if we can maybe do a live broadcast there.
That's a good idea.
For sure.
Well, you have to be sworn in first, right? Or no, I'm just kidding. Sign the contract.
Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely be there, Ruth.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be
awesome.
There.
Yeah. Well, be good to see both of you.
Yeah, so I know you're busy and you got a lot of loose ends, you know, and I just really appreciate you stopping in, and we get an opportunity here on Native Roots Radio, Haley and I, to congratulate you and really and welcome you back to Minnesota.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. Definitely excited, but yeah, we have a lot of things, you know, like you said, tying up some loose ends and making the transition as a family. So looking forward to it, but definitely we'll be hitting the ground running starting on Monday. So
wow. Well, again, thank you, Ruth. And if you have always have an open door policy here on Native Roots Radio if you need to bring out some things that your new organization is going to be doing. So we'd love to have you on and have some updates about the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center.
Thank you. Mazzagadads.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Really, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, that was Ruth Buffalo, former North Dakota State Representative and the new CEO for Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in Minneapolis. Ho-wa.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month. Right here on AM 950.
Hey, if you're like a lot of people, you're probably relieved that the holiday celebrations are over. But there's one thing that might stay with us from the holidays besides all those gifts, and that's COVID-19. Numbers from COVID are going up as we spend more time inside. And Native Americans are seeing even bigger case spikes. With all the indoor celebrations over the holidays, you may have unknowingly been exposed to someone with COVID-19. That's why it's important to stay vigilant. If you notice any symptoms like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, take an at-home test. They're still free and can be ordered at sayyeshometest.org. If you do test positive, you're eligible for free treatment, and no health insurance is required. Visit health.state.mn.us to connect with providers and receive your treatment. Let's make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by All My Relations Arts and their current gallery exhibit, Okizi, in partnership with the American Swedish Institutes, running now until April 13th at 1414 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis.
Hey, Haley, your voice is a little squeaky there today.
I know, I was trying to do it in all one breath.
Oh, geez. Hey, we have Charlie Fulbear on, artistic producer at New Native Theater in Minneapolis, and we got an exciting thing to talk about here. We've kind of been talking about a little bit. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here and talk about our very fun show coming up.
Yeah, well, without any further ado, we use the curiosity approach there. Let's talk a little bit about Bear Grease and what's the dates and what we can expect and a little bit about the play.
Yeah, so New Native Theater is very honored to be presenting a production by a company in Canada called Bear Grease, and it is an Indigenous twist on the musical Grease. I saw it in Fargo a couple months ago. It was a lot of fun. I think we're in for a real treat in the Twin Cities. And that opens this weekend on March 2nd. At the Gremlin Theater in St. Paul. So we will have an evening show on March 2nd and a matinee on March 3rd at 2 p.m. And we'll take a break for the week and then come back for the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
I like how you have certain nights for like during the day. For me, the Elder's Day, you know,
yeah.
dress up as an elder and show up to the play.
Yeah, we were joking, like, we'll give a prize to whoever elders the hardest, you know, whoever has the longest prayer
before
the show begins.
good one. Hey, so, Charlie, can you give a little synopsis of Bear Grease? I know what it's about, and I'm looking at the postcard here, and I see 50 style kind of natives there rocking it, all kind of looking like that old rocker.
Oh, yes. So Bear Grease, like I said, it's an homage, a parody of the musical Grease, which, you know, is set in the 1950s. It's a love story filled with, you know, the innuendo and the timely jokes. And this version of it infuses some of the original music, but with a twist on the lyrics. There's some original hip hop music, some dancing and hand drums. There's some, I know that my favorite part of it was when a character, one of the actresses, sings Stand By Me in her native language in Cree. That's a beautiful part of the show. So there's a lot of fun in it. There's a lot of genre and it's very fast. I think it's around an hour.
Oh, wow.
So it goes very quickly, but it's a lot of fun.
So somebody like me would have to go more than once if it's an hour to catch everything, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So talk a little bit about the tickets. I always pay what's suggested, but mm-hmm. What's really cool about New Native Theater is they also pay as you can, and they have a suggested price. And I think that's just so community building, and it's open to everyone.
Yes, that's very important to us. That's important to me. I grew up in an arts desert, so having financially accessible programming is part of why I was really excited to work with New Native Theater. And so, yeah, like you said, all of our events are pay what you can. If that's $0, that's $0, and that's fine with us. The suggested price is $35, mm-hmm. and you can pay online. You can go to our website, newnativetheater.org. Or, you know, follow us there from social media. And that there's a link there that'll take you to Brown Paper Tickets where you can purchase online. But you can also purchase at the door. And if you have any questions about that, you can email us at boxoffice@newnativetheater.org, and we'll get back to you right away if you have any questions about that.
So let's talk about March 2nd. It starts at 7:30, and it's Rock Your Mox Night. And I think I need some shoals into my mox. So I maybe I'll bring them and wear them around my neck.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that'll work. Yeah, we want to encourage people to participate. Like you said, community building. It's fun mm-hmm. when we all kind of participate in that. And so if you come with mox, we'll have a little piece of swag for you. I don't want to spoil anything, but we'll have a little fun thing for whoever comes and dresses up. So
like I'm 2 for 2. So like on the 3rd, it's Elder's Day too. So I could dress up as an elder and maybe wear my old AIM headband and look 70-ish and
exactly. We really want to encourage elders to come that day. So we'll have some coffee and tea and, you know, just some things to help them feel welcome when they come into the space and feel comfy. Not that we don't want everyone to feel comfortable, but, you know, we're going to roll out some of the special treats for the elders on that day.
Well, I wonder if my Chujunk Haley, she did this for, it was my birthday, wasn't it, when you dressed up as me?
Oh, no, that was Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was a good costume, but remember, you know, identities aren't costumes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
come on.
Get a T-shirt that makes that says that. Oh, with my picture on it.
Yeah. Yep.
So let's talk about a couple more here. So on the 7th, another 7:30 performance, Auntie's Night. Now, I know one of the best definitions of aunties, I do believe, was watching Reservation Dogs.
Yeah.
So everyone get their auntie on.
Yeah. Maybe not that wild, but we want the girls to come out and make a fun night of it. And again, we'll have some kind of little treat. We'll have cookies or something fun just for the aunties that night.
Yeah. I guess. Where are your biggest earrings?
Yeah, that's where the Native Bling Night inspiration came from, actually, was we were talking about having Auntie's Night, and I was like, oh, yeah, everyone can just, you know, wear the biggest earrings they can, but then I thought, you know, we'll have a whole separate night for that and see what people do.
Well, I'm glad you weren't going to be handing out rocks like that one show on Reservation Dogs, so that's good. Yeah, that's an inside joke if you haven't seen the show. Hey, March 8th is Native Bling Night. And, you know, I could hook up and maybe wear a couple of my oversized medallions.
Yes, exactly. That's what we want to see. The medallions, the earrings, the bracelets. Yes.
Yeah. Haley's got a medallion and some bling, too.
Yeah, we'll be ready. We'll be set to go.
So on the 9th, there's two showings, one at 2, and it's Youth Day. And I don't know, Haley, you're having a birthday soon, so I don't think you're youth anymore.
Oh, no. Thanks for bringing that up and reminding me. you know, 26, we're in the late 20s now, which
is
exciting. Not yet. A couple more days. But what is the cutoff so I can... Haley could sneak in there still as a youth.
Oh yeah, youth is if do you identify as a youth, why don't you come on in and we'll have some crafts, we'll have treats. It'll be cute.
Love that.
Yeah, and Haley bead me something too. I can boss around the youth and say that. Like, bead me something.
We're gonna have the little you know, the kids, they love the friendship bracelets now again. Because of Taylor Swift, so we'll have some of that stuff there too. The bracelet.
That's a good idea,
Charlie. I'm not supposed to bring up Taylor Swift to Haley, so.
Apologies.
She's okay.
Well, Hey, well, so then we got the 1950s costume contest, and I hope you young ones out there slick your hair back, because that's, we did it back in the 50s, young men, and not the women so much. They had the curls, the waves, and the
yeah.
so that you know, leather jacket, jeans, bobby sock, jeans rolled up. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we'll have some prizes for that, too, some gift cards. I'm going to have the cast probably judge, and it'll be a lot of fun. But, yeah, I want to see the leather jackets and the cute skirts. Yes.
Do you hear that?
I want to come every night now just to see everyone dress up.
Yeah, and it's right down the street here. It's on 550 Vandalia. Street in St. Paul, and that's the Gremlin Theater. And you know, how are the ticket sales, or is it you know, I know the weekends always seem to be with new Native theaters always sold out.
They're looking good so far. I would encourage people to purchase ahead, especially if you want to bring a bigger group. I would definitely reach out now to our box office email and make sure that we can get some seats set aside for you if you want to bring a larger group. Our currently the March 9th matinee is filling up pretty quickly. So
the youth one. Hey, Charlie, can you hold on for another segment?
Yes.
By the way, what a cool name, Charlie Foolbear. I love it. Okay, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
This is a special report from ABC News, Texas wildfires. I'm Daria Aldinger. A massive wildfire is burning its way toward a city in the Texas panhandle with no way for residents to get out. ABC's Maria Villarreal in Fort Worth.
We can't hold it. Get out of there.
The entire city of Canadian, northeast of Amarillo, surrounded by flames. Authorities tonight saying there are no exits out, asking everyone to shelter in place.
Governor Greg Abbott has declared 60 counties disaster areas, all of them in the path of four fires. Misty West and her family turned on the outdoor sprinklers and hoped for the best as they fled their home in Pampa.
We had a couple of goats that we had to leave there, and my husband let them out, and he let them out of their pen because they're pretty smart, and we just hope they're okay. We just didn't have anywhere to put them, and so we just took the dogs.
This is ABC News.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he will veto a bill that looks to address PFAS forever chemicals. While the bill would help communities clean up PFAS contamination, Evers said it would also limit state officials' ability to hold polluters responsible. He's instead calling on the state's Joint Finance Committee to release the $125 million set aside in the state budget to communities impacted by PFAS to test and treat their water. Republican leaders in the legislature are looking to continue their fight to oust Wisconsin's chief elections administrator. They filed an appeal to a ruling in January from a Dane County judge saying that they have no authority to remove Megan Wolf from her job. They say that the State Elections Commission has a duty to appoint a new administrator after Wolf's term expired in June. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some rain showers this evening, snow showers overnight, and windy. Gusts 30 to 40 miles an hour. Low mid-teens, wind chill to 5 below. Sun's back but colder and breezy tomorrow, high mid-20s. Sunny, breezy, and much warmer Thursday, high up to 50. It's 42 right now.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Connecting the dots between the left, this is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
I was ready to howl there when I saw that wolf.
I know. I had it up for the commercial.
Good one. Hey, we are here with Charlie Foolbear, and I love that name, by the way.
Thanks.
I hope my daughter names one of her babies that.
Yes.
Hey, so I got a couple questions. We're talking about Bear Grease, New Native Theater, starting March 2nd and going through the 9th. It's a national touring group that has been doing it all over Turtle Island. But what I want to talk about right now, real quick, Charlie, is I know New Native Theater does a lot of classes. They do a lot of things. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that. And I know people who got their start by taking classes with New Native Theater.
Yes. So many of our actors and technicians are people who started in a class with us. And right now, our upcoming workshops are actually with Bear Grease. So on March 4th, we are going to have an acting for the stage versus the screen class. Anyone can come to that. I imagine that maybe more experienced actors will be more interested, but everyone is welcome. And that will be at the Dakota Lodge at the Division of Indian Work, which is the lower level. And on March 6th, we will have an acting 101 workshop at Little Earth with the youth there.
Cool.
So that's, again, you know, open to anyone, but we encourage youth to attend that one particularly.
Awesome.
How often do you guys do workshops, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, yeah, it really depends. Last year, we focused on it a lot, so we'd have one every month. This year, we are going to, we're shifting our focus more into our productions and getting more plays on their feet during the season. So with that situation, our classes will be surrounding the productions that we put on. So there may be a few months in between classes and workshops, but they will relate to whatever production we're working on at the time.
Charlie, I got a quick question, too. It says here that you're a senior artist producer. Who's a junior artist producer for New Native Theater?
I don't know that we call them junior artistic producers, but we are actually always hiring, but we are hiring some more artistic producers. So right now it's just me, but I'm the senior because I've been here a long time and I help train everybody. And
So in all seriousness, what does an artistic producer do? I was just trying to be funny about the senior and junior.
I basically make sure that all of our plans are executed. And nice. Sometimes that means I'm the one organizing all the, oh, it always means I'm the one organizing the events. Mm. It means that I am making sure we have spaces for the events we're putting on and rehearsals. I sometimes am in charge of casting. Wow. And if I'm not doing it, like literally, then I'm communicating with the people who need to do it and making sure that it all flows together. So I'm a little bit of a conductor of the play, I guess, of the process.
So I think in the last play, Maya Hinu is in, and the director directed and set it all up and then was able to leave. So if there was things that needed to happen, the senior artistic producer would make these changes?
Well, in that case, it would have been me, but that's because I was the assistant director. If I wasn't the assistant director, I would probably be second in line for making those decisions, the first being the stage manager. And then it would be me. But, you know, got to do a little bit of both of that last time. So that was cool.
That's awesome. And then let's talk a little bit again back to Bear Grease. And again, it's a takeoff from the 1978 classic Grease, you know, with John Travolta, who could really dance back then. And he did that in Saturday Night Fever and went into Greece. There'll be a lot of dancing. So are these guys in town yet? Are they, when do they come in and start working on the, because it's all stages seem a little different.
So they'll be getting here this weekend, probably Friday. And before they get here, I will be over in the space, getting things set up, making sure that their equipment's ready, their green room's ready. And then they'll get here and hopefully it will just, and they've done this so many times. They are a well-oiled machine and I'm sure they'll get it up and running in just a few hours time.
That's exciting. I was just in New York and saw Between Two Knees.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a mind-blowing play that was. Really amazing, an amazing theater too, and it was right across the street basically from the World Trade Center, and I'd been there so many times and did not know that there was this beautiful building, but I was totally amazed. And I think a Native Theater is really in the last few years has really taken off, and I know New Native Theater's been around for a while, but I think a lot of people are paying attention to us. And you know, that play in particular, I think there was just a handful out of the 500 people that were in the sold out stage that were Native American. Everyone else was our white allies.
That's right. Yeah, we get a very diverse audience, and I'm very grateful for that. But I'm like even more grateful for how many Native people come out, how much of Native community shows up for us, too.
Yeah, the really good point. That is an awesome point. Haley, I know you got questions because you're a Gen Zer. You have a lot of questions, I know.
Oh, well, thanks for giving me the opportunity here. I know that I don't think we've talked about maybe like who are some of the actors that got casted in this and who's playing the main people.
Yes. So the team behind it are actually a couple, and they are the stars of the show as well. And they conceptualized it, and that's MC Red Cloud and Crystal Lightning.
Wow.
And so MC Red Cloud, I'm sure that many a Rez kid is familiar with him. When I was a kid, he came to my school several times and is a very inspirational and joyful and talented person, and so I'm very excited to see him. And Crystal Lightning is an accomplished actor. She's been in a lot of stuff lately. I know that she was on I think she might have been on an episode of Reservation Dogs. Let me look at her credit real quick. She, like I said, she's very accomplished. Yellowstone, Rutherford Falls. So she's a busy woman. And the rest of the cast is, you know, actors, rappers, dancers, so many different mediums of art represented in the production.
Cool.
Good, good question, Haley. That was a good question. One in a row there, Haley.
Oh, thank you. Dina Gigi.
Yeah, well, let's go through the dates again. March 2nd, 7:30, Rock Your Mox Night. March 3rd, 2 p.m., Elders Day. So us elders that need to take a nap in the middle of the day can make this and can't stay up late. We can go to the March 3rd one. The 7th is 7:30, Auntie's Night. March 8th at 7:30, Native Bling Night. Yeah, Haley, you're right. I want to go to every one of these. And then ninth, Youth Day, maybe I won't want to go to that one because the youth can get a little rowdy, you know, when I'm old.
Too much for you.
Yeah, too much for me. But then we go back into March 9th at 7:30. We have the 1950s costume contest. And yeah, that's going to be fun, too. I think I want to go to it right down the street. Yeah, maybe I can get rush tickets. Get rush tickets there, and
you could be their mascot.
Wear my bling and my mocks, and I am an elder. The only thing I'm missing is being an auntie, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the new Native Theater, the phone number is 612-367-7639. And I don't know who will pick that phone up. I'm going to try that after the show and see who's going to pick up.
No one then, now, but usually then, it'd be me.
And then hang up really quick. Oh, what? No.
Yeah.
Where can people get tickets again before some shows sell out?
Yes, you can go to newnativetheater.org, or you can just go to one of our social media profiles and follow it to our website, and that will lead you right to our tickets.
Ooh, we have a great question here. I know people in our comments always, some people don't live in the state in Minnesota, and they always want to see this. So where are some other locations? Can people watch it? Will it be live streamed or anything like that?
We don't have live streaming plans right now, but I mean, if there's really an interest, we can talk with them about that and see what we can do. Because I agree, I'd love for everyone to be able to see it.
Yeah, sometimes, but not in this case, because the writers of the play are in the play, but sometimes there's legal ramifications.
Yes, with yes,
broadcasting,
definitely.
Yeah.
Other people's plays, and I don't know how I know that, but oh, look at
and somebody. They're picky about it. Oh, my brother.
Oh,
cute.
Read that for our radio audience, Haley.
He says, go sis, which is very sweet. Charlie,
cute.
I would love for you, before we wrap things up in this segment, to just shout out your music and promote some of your stuff quickly.
Sing us a song.
Thank you. Oh, well, maybe not that, but well, yes, I am a musician. You can find me on social media under Charlie Alexander, but I'm actually starting a new music project I'm very excited about, and it's called Disco Lessons, spelled exactly how it sounds, Disco Lessons. So you can find us on everything, and we'll have some music out soon.
Well, I'll be doing the hustle with you then. We can... I'll do the hustle, and
yes,
because that's my era. I'm an old, I'm an elder, a baby elder. Hey, thank you so much, Charlie, for stopping in. This was really fun for a lot of us. I don't know if it was fun for Haley, but it was really fun for me, and was great having you on. Let's do this again very, very soon.
Yes, please. It was awesome. Thank you.
Right on. Hey, who do we have up next there, Haley?
Hey, we've got a new sacred animal segment from Wendy Pilot.
Oh, can't wait. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back after this short break. Life can be hectic. Sometimes the pressure can feel like too much, and the emotions can be overwhelming. Hennepin County's COPE Mobile Crisis Response is here to listen and help you find a way through whatever is going on in your life. Call 612-596-1223 for no-cost crisis support anytime, anywhere in Hennepin County. That number is 612-596-1223.
As we pack away the ornaments and bid farewell to the holiday season, it's time to unwrap the gift that keeps on giving, getting protected by a COVID-19 vaccination. This is your chance to make a difference, especially as our Native communities face higher COVID numbers. Those higher numbers underscore the need for collective action. So answer the call and get vaccinated. The latest vaccines are not just authorized, but they're proven effective against the current variants. This is extra protection, even if you've already had previous vaccines, since previous vaccines will eventually wear off. Plus, the new shots are FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. A COVID vaccine is not just a shot. It's a pledge to safeguard the wisdom and stories handed down by our elders. So join the movement, get vaccinated, and make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Hey, let's send it over to Wendy right away. She's got important information as always.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. Yesterday, I was talking to Robert and Haley and Dr. Stately about the crazy warm weather that's been really all over the United States. It's really crazy. 60s in St. Paul, high 40s and 50s here in New York. It's been really, really crazy. And although I'm enjoying this weather, I really am. I'm outside with the dog. We're taking really nice long walks, and I'm really loving it because I don't have to be bundled up like a crazy person. It does worry me. So I am worried about the warm weather. And I'm just thinking that, like, what if the, like, little bugs and bees and every little pollinator that's like under the surface, under the leaves, and they're hiding out and they're gonna come out in the spring. What if this warm weather brings them out? And I did mention this briefly yesterday, you know, brings them out and they're awake and they're like, oh wow, here we are. It's, you know, springtime, and they go to look for food. There's no plants, there's no flowers, anything to speak of right now, although I did see some crocuses here that were already bloomed. So, but the weather is so erratic. I mean, it's 60 one day and it could be 20 the next with snow. So it's so crazy. And I didn't know this, but most bumblebee queens nest just below the ground or under piles of brush in the winter. So leave the leaves. We talked about this also. Ooh, that's my dog, Wanda. She's sneezing. So bless you. Bless you, Wanda. So leave the leaves and ban leaf blowers. And in the spring, avoid raking, tilling, and mowing until the queens emerge from their winter nests in May. Now, I want to say May, but it's not all in all places in May in the United States. So you want to wait until that temperature stays above 50 degrees for at least 2 weeks, and you know that it's not going to be any snow in the forecast or getting really cold, right? So wait until that. And we just say at our house, no mow May, no mow May, that we don't mow or do anything with the leaves or rake anything, to give the pollinators a good chance to survive and all the bugs a chance to survive. And you might say, oh, bugs, I don't want bugs, and we don't need bugs, but we do need bugs. Who needs bugs? Our birds need bugs. Bats need bugs to eat, and that's how they survive. So it's a big circle of life. And another thing that I read about these increasing temperatures is, here's what it says: increasing temperatures and greater drought frequency can affect the number of flowers a plant produces, as well as the amount of nectar and pollen each flower, thereby reducing the number of pollinators that an area can support. So that's something that we really have to keep in mind, that these increasing temperatures and droughts are really affecting the pollen and the nectar, not only the flowers, but the amount of nectar in these plants. So we want to really take care of that. And just speaking of, I just remember this, and I want to tell a quick story. A couple of years ago, a friend of mine on Facebook posted that he found a bat that was in bad trouble, and he needed to bring it to the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Roseville, Minnesota. And he just put a post up because he wasn't able to bring the bat there. So I said, I wasn't doing anything. I'd be happy to go get the bat and bring him to the rehabilitation center. So I did. And the bat, he already had the bat in a box that had holes in it and whatever. So I brought the bat in, and the woman took the bat. It was a small bat, not that a bat that sucks blood or anything. It was a bat that eats insects and eats mosquitoes. That's our mosquito control, are the bats. And the rehabilitation center is really cool because you give them your information, and I, gave them a small donation for the work that they do, but they will send you an email with the fate of what happened to this animal was. So I got an email saying that the bat starved and that there's just not enough bugs and insects and mosquitoes for this poor little bat to eat, and it's starved to death. I did mention this the other day. I'm mentioning it a lot now just because of the nice weather that we've been having. People want to get out there, right, and start raking and cleaning and doing their spring cleaning here outside. But just let things go for a while so that these little bugs and pollinators have a chance to come out and do what they need to do. And, our birds really need all these bugs and that we can give them. So just hold off and let them live. So I also had an article, speaking of birds, these common bird feeder mistakes could kill local birds. So there's a big, long article, but I'm just going to go through the highlights here. So bird feeder mistakes that could be hurting your local bird.
I think we lost the clip, unfortunately.
Oh, geez. And I don't know what to say in the last few minutes other than it was a great show having a state representative, a former state representative, Ruth Buffalo on of North Dakota, who's now the new Indian Women's Resource Center CEO, and looking forward to Bear Grease. And what days are you going out there, Haley? You going to come pick up the elder here? And
yeah, I know. Should I take my elder uncle out there? Probably. I don't know. I'm thinking the bling night. That sounds fun. Get all decked out.
I know. I'd have to I don't know if I should put my regalia on. If there was some, I'll have to call that number tomorrow and see if there's going to be some really good gifts, because then I can really maybe rent a costume.
Well, I guess we could announce our guest tomorrow. I have not posted the graphic on our social medias yet. No, I haven't. But so this is a little surprise for all of you listening and tuning in right now. Tomorrow we have a whole hour show. We're very lucky and grateful to have guest Ricky Medlock with us. And Ricky is a former member. I think he's still touring, actually, with Lynyrd Skynyrd and Blackfoot, the old rock and roll southern rock band. So we're going to be talking to him. Ricky is, if I remember correctly, I think he is Lakota Sioux and Cherokee. So really excited to talk to him. And he's got a new single out that supports our missing and murdered Indigenous relatives.
Yeah, good point. And Haley, you'll be helping me with that because you're a big music fan, and
I am.
And you're doing a lot of research here. So this native is really supports the community, and I'm excited that he wants to be on a whole hour. That kind of usually people just want to come on for a minute and or not at all.
Yeah, well, I think we will have a ton to talk about with Ricky, and I'm really excited. I'm excited to play some of his new single, too.
Right on. Hey, I'm glad. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance from Chief Plenty Coops. The ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote, 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 vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Lynyrd Peltier now.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wednesday, I've got Reggie Jackson on to discuss the school-to-prison pipeline.
Weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
It's Black History Month. And Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by Black actors. The first Black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more Black history stories here.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half of the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest of the cost will be covered by the six parties in the case, including three groups funded by private lawyers. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. Black History Month is winding down, and Black leaders in Wisconsin say they're dismayed by the recent rhetoric over diversity, equity, and inclusion. State Representative Lakeisha Myers says civil rights protections are the law for good reason.
So people can get their work done and not be harassed, intimidated, actually have the ability to be hired in certain jobs.
Myers speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
News from the Center, WRCE.
It's time for the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.